Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. We'll start off with a striking development in the world of Linux and web technology that grabbed the spotlight this month. Open source developer Joel Severin has achieved what many considered almost impossible by porting the Linux kernel to run on WebAssembly, or WASM, right in your browser. This means you can now boot up a Linux shell inside a compatible browser window, running core Linux programs without needing to install a virtual machine or dual boot setup. It's early days though. The project exists mainly as a demonstration, and users, particularly those on Google Chrome, may run into some stability hiccups like browser crashes. Still, the potential here is dazzling, with Severin actively encouraging developers from both the Linux and WebAssembly communities to team up and address current limitations. Structural changes on both sides may be needed to truly integrate Linux and browser-based execution. But the first step has been taken and it's visible on GitHub pages, complete with code and documentation for anyone keen to contribute. The prospect of running actual Linux workflows via nothing more than your browser tab hints at a future where operating system barriers continue to blur. Imagine spinning up a Linux shell from your Chromebook, a shared computer, or even your smartphone, without ever having to touch your own disk. It's one of those technological leaps that makes you excited about the direction open source and web standards are heading. Keeping with cutting-edge science, let's turn now to MIT, where physicists have crafted a tiny but powerful new research tool to investigate how the universe works at its smallest scales. They've designed a method that does away with enormous particle accelerators, instead deploying a sort of mini-collider that uses electrons to probe atomic nuclei. Their work, recently published in Science, lets electrons briefly nudge and interact with the nucleus of a radium atom, yielding valuable information about the structure and forces holding matter together. Using techniques like laser cooling and trapping, they can precisely observe changes in electron energy as the electrons bounce off nuclear components. The upshot? This advance offers researchers a new way in to map the complex forces at the heart of atoms and to investigate crucial questions about how matter and antimatter behave. Understanding how and why there is more matter than antimatter in the universe could eventually clarify the mystery of why we exist at all. These quantum-scale experiments could become a staple everywhere from academic labs to advanced technology development. Now, for those wanting to keep up with the pulse of the open-source world, let's run through the top free and open-source software, or FOSS, articles from the week ending October 31, 2025. FOSS Force's roundup covered a diverse set of topics, all showing how thriving the ecosystem is right now. First up, there was an in-depth review of using Bottles, a streamlined application for running Windows software on Linux with as little fuss as possible. For those nervous about compatibility layers or who miss a favorite Windows app, these solutions can be the difference between sticking with Linux and not. Also in the spotlight is the beta release of pop!_os 24.04. Early feedback points to an operating system that's refining its design ethos, making it even more intuitive and user-friendly for Linux veterans and newcomers. There's also growing excitement around Austria's public sector taking big steps towards digital independence by migrating major systems to open-source solutions. Observers are closely watching this move, as it could prompt a wider continental shift towards community-driven technology in Europe. If you've considered making Linux your daily driver but struggled to find a fit, Zorin OS version 18 is worth a look, especially as it's seeing notable uptake from long-time Windows users. Users praise its polished interface and improved performance, proving that Linux desktops continue to close the user experience gap every single release. Finally, there's Kaki OS, a rising star in the Arch-based world, earning accolades for its speed and slick finish, showing just how much innovation is coming out of even smaller FOSS projects. Let's talk Arch Linux itself, where this week brought some exciting new tools for users, including Pacman 7.1 and Arch Install 3.0.12. Pacman is the essential package manager for Arch and its derivatives, and this new version introduces a tighter sandbox for downloads and sharpens up the overall packet handling experience. Meanwhile, Arch Install 3.0.12 introduces even more user-friendly features for those who want a guided, text-based installation workflow. This all comes together to make Arch more approachable for newcomers, without sacrificing the power and flexibility that make it so popular with advanced users. Staying with the subject of large-scale technology, Samsung announced plans that prove AI is now at the heart of the world's most ambitious engineering efforts. The company is building what it calls an AI megafactory, housing an incredible 50,000 NVIDIA graphics processors to supercharge semiconductor manufacturing. This isn't just flashy PR. The factory is meant to be a proving ground for how AI-driven systems can make chip production smarter and more efficient. As global demand continues to surge, the players who get AI right in chip design and fabrication could define the next generation of devices, from smartphones to servers. Next, let's look at the clash of streaming giants. YouTube TV and Disney have been caught in a high-stakes face-off over carriage agreements. YouTube TV accused Disney of threatening to pull its content during tense renegotiations, and talks failed to meet the October 30th deadline, leaving subscribers in limbo. To cushion the blow, YouTube TV has promised to credit $20 to affected accounts, but Disney's position remains that YouTube isn't willing to pay adequately for premier content. At stake are not only the contracts themselves, but the broader industry question of how creators and distributors share value in a world dominated by streaming access. Beyond TV, Amazon entered the headlines with a move to further crack down on piracy on its Fire TV platform. By cross-referencing sideloaded Android apps against a blacklist maintained by the Alliance for Creativity and Entertainment, or ACE, Amazon intends to block access to pirated streaming apps while still permitting legitimate sideloading by developers and enthusiasts. This is a tricky balancing act, as Amazon works to defend intellectual property without shutting down innovation or user autonomy. Their public line is that the ban is as much about user safety and malware prevention as it is about copyright, aiming to assure creators that their platforms won't become piracy havens. Meanwhile, European privacy debates remained intense, especially around the contentious chat control legislation proposed by the EU. Denmark's justice minister decided to step back from enforcing mandatory message scanning on encrypted platforms after extensive public and expert backlash. Instead, the country will support voluntary detection methods for child safety and privacy protection, removing the need for broad search warrants and mandatory scanning. It's a major moment for privacy advocates, highlighting just how complex the trade-offs are between personal security and government oversight in digital spaces. The message from this episode? The conversations around digital rights, surveillance, and encryption remain as fiery and far-reaching as ever. Now let's look in on the GNOME desktop, where modest but meaningful improvements arrived for users of the increasingly popular open-source environment. A macOS-style quick menu called the Kiwi Menu extension is now available, giving users faster access to features and a dash more polish to their desktop. The latest GNOME Weekly News also highlighted upgrades such as PAM support for authentication in the O7 daemon, better messaging app integrations, and more. Small tweaks like these matter, especially as desktop Linux keeps evolving to meet the needs of mainstream users. Halloween brought a scary twist for content creators, as YouTube's automated AI moderation began removing videos that explained how to work around Microsoft's Windows 11 setup limitations. For many in the tech space, the growing reach of AI-powered moderation raises important questions about fairness, consistency, and unintended censorship. Creators are now walking a tightrope between sharing educational content and tripping automated filters that may misinterpret the purpose of their work. The evolving landscape of online content management is sure to remain a hot-button topic, with many calling for more transparency from platforms like YouTube. On the Linux kernel front, version 6.19 is set to include improvements to PCI resizable BAR support, which optimizes how CPUs and graphics cards communicate over PCI Express. These under-the-bonnet code refinements won't make headlines, but they promise tangible performance bumps for laptop and desktop users running compatible hardware. Wrapping up October's highlights, the Linux and open source communities enjoyed a vibrant period of project releases, innovation, and ongoing advocacy. Linus Torvalds remains a steady and passionate voice for the ecosystem, as October also featured updates to Python, NTFS PLUS for better NTFS support, and a crop of smaller but vital tools. As we step into November, these stories show a technology world in transformation, where boundaries between platforms, devices, and even disciplines are dissolving. Whether it's kernel hackers porting Linux to the web, or physicists finding new ways to probe the mysteries of the atom, pioneers are pushing forward every day. For those living at the crossroads of open source and emerging technology, now is the time to get involved and shape the future. That's a wrap on this episode's roundup of the most important stories in tech for October. Thanks for listening.